Now, we take it from San Francisco, California, to across the pond. Of course, I think we're talking Liverpool, I believe, where, of course, the Beatles came from. And our fifth Beatle, our Fab Five guy, I'm talking about Kenny Rafer's on the line from the UK. How are you, Sir Kenneth?
I'm doing great, doing great. And speaking to you.
Well, fantastic. How's Ernie Shavers doing? You talked to Ernie lately?
I'm actually scheduled a two-way video call with him one day this week, which I've got organized. So I'll be speaking to him face-to-face over the airwaves and catching up with him.
You know, I thought Liam Williams put up a good fight last week, and I just thought he was a little bit small at 160 to fight at 160. Was that a size thing?
Yeah, well, that was what I was going to mention to you. The size thing is definitely a factor. But with Liam Williams beating Demetrius Andrade, was it? Yeah. He's now lined up to fight possibly Felix Cash, who beat Bentley last night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is a good fight.
As far as the UK is concerned, is boxing the number one sport in England? Is it? I mean, or is it football, soccer? Which one is it?
Soccer's football. We call it football. You call it soccer over there. Soccer's the big game over here, followed by boxing. You know, it's a pretty close second, let me tell you, you know.
Okay. What's happening in the UK right now? I'm looking at these pictures on the internet, you and this pretty lady. Is this your wife?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I can't, for some reason, believe it or not, the PC is like, the computer here in the studio is like a piece of work. And I could use the word spit with an H if I wanted to, but I won't. Anyway, it's a piece of work, and I can't get your picture to transfer over to the screen. It's a big hassle. I was like struggling and fighting and throwing stuff during commercial breaks. But the bottom line is, I got all these pictures come up when I punch in your name and come up all these pictures with this beautiful lady. And I was trying to say, did you pay her to take pictures with you? That's what I was going to ask you.
No, she paid me.
That's a good one. Hey, so what's happening with Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua? Is that going to, I mean, are they ever going to fight or they keep talking?
No, it's definitely going to happen. I've been told unofficially, but officially, they've already received a $150 million site fee alone for the fight. I can't say exactly where it is yet, but I will find out before we talk next. But that's a confirmed thing to me, $150 million site fee. And it's definitely going to happen. But Tyson has currently gone over to Vegas to see Billy Joe Saunders in his final preps for the Canelo fight. And the feedback from there is, you know, a lot of people are saying now that Billy Joe is going to give Canelo one hell of a fight. Whether he wins it or not, I doubt it. But I'm one of the believers that thinks that Billy Joe will make it a real rough ride for Canelo.
Okay. With the $150 million, I can tell you one thing. I wasn't part of that purse bid.
Neither was I.
I mean, $150 million. So who's throwing that kind of money around? Is it the Triller people?
It's the Arab countries, you know. They're the ones with all the oil rich money. They want this fight big time.
You know,
they want this fight themselves on the map.
You know, I'm probably going to get banned for saying this, okay? But I wouldn't go back to the Middle East if you paid me. I was there in Dubai. I spent 2 weeks in Dubai. It was a sweat box. It was terrible. And when you went down on the streets, all you saw was women with burqas on. But then you had the women with the old-fashioned burqas, and then you had the Victoria's Secrets burqas. And there's a big difference between the two. Can you imagine that, an old-fashioned burqa and a Victoria's Secrets burqa, Kenny?
I can't even go there.
Okay.
Well,
anyway, Dubai wasn't the place that I thought it was going to be. I mean, all these beautiful buildings, casinos, all that kind of good stuff, I could care less. The bottom line is it was a piece of work. I got it. Plus, I ended up losing $12,000. I got home and the $12,000 check bounced. You ever been somewhere across the pond and had a check bounce on you, Kenny?
No. Thank God for that.
Yeah, $12,000, Kenny, and I never got it back. Anyway, change of subjects. Billy Joe's got a hell of a shot as far as making this fight competitive. Does he have a shot at winning?
I personally don't think so, but there's a lot of people, you know, who know boxing who are telling me this could be a shocker. Because already Canelo's looking ahead of Saunders, and the age-old edict in boxing, you deal with who you got in front of you first before you even think about anyone else, and he's looking ahead to fights ahead of Saunders. That's not keeping his eye on the ball for me.
Well, you know, Ali told me that he always used to look one fight ahead. I mean, I just talked to him about that. He said he would have one fight and he'd always be thinking about the next guy. And, you know, guys like Bill Walsh, the coach of the San Francisco 49ers, I remember taking him from a after a game to a press conference, and he was writing down plays for the next week's game right on a piece of napkin. So, you know, I guess it's to each his own.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
All right. Yeah. Who's the big – go on, I'm sorry.
It's, is Eddie Hearn is going to leave a massive gap at Sky TV. Sky TV is the biggest – boxing channel in Britain, bar none. There's no one competes with them. Well, Eddie's now, leaving Sky to go and work with DAZN. So what Sky's going to do is no one's business. I mean, Frank Warren's already stitched up with BT Sport, so it leaves a massive, massive gap, you know?
Well, you know, Sky's going to maybe go the way of HBO.
Yeah, correct. Correct. You just took the words right out of my mouth.
And you know what's funny about HBO is that Showtime's rocking and rolling. I think they've got 9 shows scheduled for the rest of the year. And HBO, the king of boxing, the actual king. I mean, there was nobody even close to HBO when it came to boxing royalty, and they can't do it.
Yeah. ABC was the same way.
Yeah, but ABC sort of farmed their stuff off to ESPN. That's sort of like the ESPN. They're all part of the same family. So when you see you can see the ESPN catalog, all the wide world of sports fights on the ESPN Plus app. Have you got that? Do you have that ESPN Plus app, Kenny?
I do. Yeah,
for $5 a month, I think it's a great deal.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
And DAZN's only costing me $9.99 because I think I got fathered in at that early rate. But are they going to $20 pretty soon?
Yeah, well, that's there you go, you see. Captive audience and then sting them in the wallet, you know?
Well, it's like, hey, it's like when I was a policeman, I heard that a crack dealer would give people crack first and get them hooked, and so they come back and buy it. Same thing.
Yeah, yeah. And this has got to be the worst pay-per-view events I've known in British boxing, Chisora against Parker. The only reason people are buying it is because Tasha Jones is fighting Katie Taylor on the bill.
How good is Katie Taylor?
Do you know what? I can't wait for this fight. This is going to be all action. I don't think Jones is going to win it, but she's got a decent punches chance. But I don't think she's got the punch to stop Katie Taylor.
You know, I've been watching. You know, I was really down on women's boxing, and when you think of Clarissa Shields, I'm not a big fan of hers at all. But some of these girls, like Super Bad Estrada, Cienza Estrada, Amanda Serrano won. I mean, what I'm trying to say is there are some talented women now, and then these two women from the did that fight on DAZN last week. I think you saw it from the UK. Those women, Courtney Shannon, Courtney. I mean, holy cow! Holy cow, that girl, she raised the roof on that place.
I'm telling you.
She did. And I don't get excited about women's boxing, so I usually fall asleep. You know, Christy Martin, big deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Christy Martin, look at the fight she was involved in.
Yeah, but the Don King was very, very selective in matchmaking as far as Christy Martin was concerned. And, of course, she lost that fight to Belinda Alaracuente, the Puerto Rican girl on the Tito Trinidad. What was the guy that held the WBC the title? The Olympian that got his eye messed up. I can't think of his name right. David Reed. Anyway, he was on the Reed Trinidad undercard, and Christy Martin got that schooled. I mean, she got beat every round, and she won the fight.
Yeah. Well, the greatest fight I ever saw Christy Martin was my teammate Deidre Gogarty on the Tyson undercard.
Yeah.
What a fuck it was.
She, you know, and she would never. Hey, she says that. Let me tell you. We were going to do this big pay-per-view. It was going to be Christy Martin versus Lucia Riker. So they sent out some money to both girls, and they sent me some advertising money. And I called the guy on the phone. I remember telling him, now listen, you sent me this $3,000 now. This is non-refundable. Are we on the same path now? This is non-refundable because I'm going to talk about. He said, okay, blah, blah, blah. The fight didn't happen. I kept the $3,000, and I think Christy and Lucia both got 50.
Unreal.
Yeah, but you know, nothing like getting paid for doing nothing.
Yeah, Holmes and Foreman.
Yeah, 99. And I'll tell you about the Holmes and Foreman. That was another one. Why are you bringing up all these deals where I got money and the events didn't happen? This is funny. Harold Smith was in part of that deal down there. It was going to be at the Houston Astrodome, Holmes and Foreman, and they had siphoned me off a certain amount of money for advertising this and that. And I told them I use this word, no refunds. No refunds, yeah. And they said, cool, and, you know, it didn't happen. So, of course, and, you know, Larry Holmes is very, very, he is not a George Foreman fan. He's not.
No. Oh, I know. I'm friends with Larry, yeah.
Yeah, he's not, you know. And you know, people, you know, George went through a metamorphosis of sorts, meaning he went from a caterpillar to a butterfly. What I mean by that is there was a major change in his life. When I first met George Foreman and saw him in 1967 and 68, he was a Sonny Liston wannabe. He wanted to be a mean guy, a thug. He was beating guys up in the gym, your size. He was just a bully. My father said he was a bully. Okay, so he went off and he won the Olympic gold medal, and he came back, and he was still a bully in the gym, beating guys up. Then he went on and won the World Heavyweight Championship, you know, knocking out Joe Frazier. And before he lost the title, he had the championship, and he was somewhere with his dog, and I can't remember, this German Shepherd dog, and I can't remember Ron, not Simmons, but it was his manager. I can't remember, a guy from Texas. And he tells me that George got this dog to jump off a balcony, like to his death, like 10 stories down to the ground, to his death, just to show that George had control over the dog. Now, George wouldn't even do nothing like that today. It's like night and day.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Coincidentally, if the fight had happened, who would you have picked?
Jeez, I don't know. That's, you know, I don't know. That Larry Holmes had the jab. George Foreman had a jab. You know, and you know, I did a George Foreman interview in 1989 in national television on FNN Sports after he beat J.B. Williamson, and he was talking about Tyson. And, you know, I think that he and Mike Tyson would have been a hell of a fight. In fact, we talked about this before we did the interview. We're going to pump up the Tyson fight. We're going to pump up the Tyson fight. He goes, okay. And we pumped up the Tyson fight, and it never happened. But that would have been a barn burner, even at his advanced age at that point in time, because he set people up. I mean, that Michael Moore thing, people think that was an accident. He lured Michael Moore into a trap. And, of course, Michael Moore is famous for one thing, Kenny. You know what that is, right? Get knocked out by an old man.
Yeah. That's it.
So Sanders is going to do well against Canelo. Who's going to win in the big guys as far as Tyson Fury and Josh were concerned? I don't have a whole lot of respect for Joshua anymore, even though I was highly praising him coming out of the Olympics, 2012 Olympic gold medals and this and that. But I think somewhere along the line, he sort of unlearned the fight.
Yeah. Well, I've always said all along, Anthony Joshua for me is a poor man's Frank Bruno. Ooh. You know, that's the way I read it, you know, and that's the way I'll stick by it. I think the fight needs to happen soon because I'm worried about Tyson Fury getting rusty. But I'm going for the Fury win. I think Fury will have the ability to beat any Anthony Joshua.
You know, Frank Bruno, he's a trip. He and I went at the night after he lost to Tyson the second time in Las Vegas, when he lost the fight in Las Vegas to Tyson. He and I rode back together on first class from Las Vegas to San Francisco. He was a hell of a personality. He had a blonde wife with him at the time, I think. But I mean, we went back and forth the entire flight. He was cool to talk to.
Yeah, Frank's a nice guy. He's a real nice guy, you know. Okay. Very nice guy.
Upset of the year. Last question before I let you go. Was the upset of the year thus far Oscar Valdez knocking out Miguel Burchelt, a 5-1 underdog?
Yes, I'd say so, yeah.
Okay. What do you think of that kid at 130? Is he the real deal at 130, or is he undersized?
I'd say probably the real deal at 130, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, no doubt about that. I think he's the real deal, Oscar Valdez. And I think you're the real deal, Ken. Anytime I have you on the show, I get to learn stuff. I have a good time. And I hope your wife isn't mad because I take you away from her. Okay, my brother, you take good care. We'll talk soon.
You too. Take care. Go
Sir Kenneth Rainford, folks, of Liverpool, the UK, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV.